Senior Manifesto, foreigners who commit crimes in the UK will be deported.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, does that include a speeding fine?
Yes.
Any crime? What about a parking
yes.
ticket?
Yes.
If a foreigner gets a parking ticket, they will be deported?
Yes.
So a Polish doctor working really hard in our health service overstays his 30-minute parking, gets a parking ticket. He
will
be deported?
Crime. Yes.
Out of the country?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's broken the law.
Are you for real?
Why?
Are you for real? You're sitting there as a real politician.
Yes.
A surgeon in this country, saving lives,
yes.
gets a parking ticket,
yes.
and you're sending him home.
Yes. It's called claiming back your country, Stephen.
What, from a hard, and throwing out a hard-working surgeon?
And
what's wrong with that hard-working surgeon?
Pardon?
What's wrong with that hard-working surgeon? Just because he's not British. What's wrong with him, David? Why isn't he less a citizen than you?
There's nothing... Oh, he's a citizen of the world. And there's nothing... He's not any less than me in any way. Not any less
a
than me.
A parking ticket
in
and
any
you
way.
Send him home.
Yes.
And he can't save a child's life tomorrow morning.
Well, come on now. You're being extremely emotional about the
yes,
whole
I
thing.
Yes, I am. Because that's what surgeons do, David. They save lives.
And being nonsensical.
They save
you're being
lives.
Nonsensical.
I'm being nonsensical.
I mean...
He gets a parking ticket and you're sending a surgeon in this country home.
First of all...
Get real.
It has to be a crime that's been endorsed by the court.
No, you've just
now
said
you've
he gets a parking ticket.
You've just gone overboard.
No, you've just repeated it.
You've just said he gets...
I said parking ticket, you said yes.
I'm playing along with you, Stephen, because
you're
being nonsense.
So you're backtracking.
You're being absolutely silly,
as usual. Let me ask the question again. Does it...
You know, all this emotional claptrap that you come off with, really, people have had enough of it. We need our country back. We need to be running our own affairs. We're capable of doing it. We have a great opportunity in Northern Ireland. A marvellous opportunity in Northern Ireland to keep going as we've been going. We really do have an opportunity. But let's stand up for ourselves and let's give ourselves a break. It's a great time to be hospitable and to be nice to everybody else when you have your own house in order. There's too many gaps in our own house at the moment. And people really are aware of that.
Thanks.
We can't have ISIS running our country.
OK, David. The last time I looked, they weren't. David, thanks for coming in.